Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Friday. Happy birthday, 42. Isaac Slade, he is lead singer and pianist from The Fray. Top three song back in 2005 with How to Save a Life. That's this one. Their second album from 2009 debuted at number one on the Billboard charts. They've had a handful of hit songs. Isaac Slade turns 42 years old today. Scott Bertram in for Steve. On the phone lines now, Mike Alamo. He is Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. That's michamber.com. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you for making time for us for the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. What's going on that we should know about, Mike?
Yeah, well, I want to give you all an update on some really important legislation that the Michigan Chamber and a broad coalition of business community members are pursuing that would help streamline the permitting process for sand and gravel mining in the state. It's a long-time issue that the Michigan Chamber has been working towards, and right now we feel is the time to really make the push and get this legislation done for a whole myriad of reasons that I'd like to walk you through. Historically, you know, what we've seen is some really big challenges in getting these operations permitted in the state. Mm-hmm. What you have is, you know, ultimately a handful of folks from within a community that are opposed to the operation for for whatever reason. And, you know, they're able to kind of gum up the system and prevent these mining activities from occurring. And this is happening in every corner of the state. Really what kicked this off was a situation where you had, you know, the Boy Scouts of America trying to lease a part of their privately owned land to a developer to have one of these operations take place. And, you know, you had kind of this pushback from the local government and this kind of exclusionary, you know, zoning approach. And again, this is much needed material that we can use to build our roads, build our infrastructure. And the closer that we can access it to where we need it, the better off we all are. Every mile you add to transporting that material adds to the cost of that overall project. So during this time of historic inflation, you know, the construction industry in Michigan is feeling the hurt more than ever.
What I'm hearing you say, Mike, is bills like this package introduced a little bit earlier this month would make road construction in the state cheaper and would make road construction in the state faster. And I think you'll get a majority of Michigan residents in favor of that.
That's right. That's right. You know, we understand that, you know, it's critical and important that we protect natural resources, we protect our communities. And so, you know, we understand that when a developer comes in and wants to put an operation in place, there are going to be concerns from the locals. And that's an important part of the process to make sure the locals have a say, that they are able to, you know, work with the developer in making sure that a good, responsible plan is in place, that there are environmental enhancements, that, you know, noise and any other kind of interference is, you know, accounted for. And we worked with a broad group of stakeholders to ensure that this legislation accounts for all of that, that there is local input, that, you know, they're able to work hand in hand with the developer on addressing any of those kinds of concerns. But then at the end of the day, they can't just say no because they don't want it in their backyard, right? And so that's really the important piece of this puzzle is making sure that we have legislation that, you know, it in many cases, this legislation would improve the environmental enhancements around permitting versus what we're seeing, you know, at the local level. But it would do it at the state level, and the state would ultimately make that decision as to whether that operation should move forward. And I've heard, you know, from you know, one lawmaker said recently, you know, we think that this needs to be in the hands of the locals. They're the best suited to understand what their community needs. And that's a little short-sighted for a number of reasons. One, you know, this material might not be needed in that community, but it might be needed in the community right next door or the neighboring county. And so, you know, when we're able to make that supply chain more efficient, we're going to drive down the cost for those roads, and all state taxpayers benefit from that. So it's not just about that community. It's about the neighboring community or the community next door that are really going to benefit from this.
Mike, got about a minute left here. Michael Lamo with Michigan Chamber of Commerce. You got bipartisan sponsors on this package, 6 Democrats, 7 Republicans. Have we seen an indication from the governor about whether she'd welcome this package of bills on her desk?
Yeah, so the governor has been very supportive in these conversations and at the table going back to the previous legislative cycle on this. So we know that when we get a bill through both the House and the Senate, we're going to have her support, and we deeply appreciate her support for that. You know, right now it is about what do we need to do to get this bill moving out of committee. We had a really good initial committee hearing. I believe we have another one coming up on June 6th, at which I will be testifying alongside some union and labor stakeholders who, you know, see this as an important, you know, piece of policy that needs to push through as well. So, you know, again, broad bipartisan coalition of folks saying we need this for our state. We need to help do whatever we can to address inflation and address increased costs. We know that the governor and other folks in the legislature are going to be looking at a road funding solution soon. Mm-hmm. If we're going to be looking at spending, you know, millions or billions of additional funds towards our roads, we better make sure that we're doing so as efficiently as possible.
Yes. Michael Lamo, Michigan Chamber. Thanks so much.